Good afternoon and Merry Christmas from your radio family here at WJJQ. We hope you're having a wonderful holiday. And we welcome you to our presentation of the Tomahawk Middle School Band and Choir and their winter holiday concert. Our concert will kick off today with the middle school band, and our concerts are being brought to you by Tomahawk Family Dental, Dunn Financial Services, Tomahawk Education Association, Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill, Custom Accounting Services, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, the Park City Credit Union, School District of Tomahawk, Northern Sight Vision Clinic, and Generations Funeral Home. Now, the Tomahawk Middle School Band and their holiday concert.
Welcome to the 7th grade band portion of Winter Concert. Our first piece is a collection of verses. Today, holiday tunes such as Jolly Old St. Nicholas, Jingle Bells, and Good King Wenceslas, arranged by John O'Reilly. We hope you enjoy our concert.
The story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was written in 1939 by Robert May. According to his daughter, Barbara May, her father skipped a couple of grades in school and was therefore smaller than a lot of his classmates and felt like an outcast at school. She feels that it was his opinion of himself that gave rise to Rudolph. At the time, Robert worked as a catalog writer at the Montgomery Ward store in Chicago. The store used to give away free books to kids at Christmas. Over 2 million copies of Rudolph were given away. Robert May's brother-in-law, Johnny Marks, was a songwriter who, in 1949, turned the story of Rudolph with the help of country singer Gene Autry into the song that we know today.
Originally composed back in 1853, Good King Wenceslas is a Christmas carol that tells the story of a king going on a journey in a braving harsh winter weather to give gifts on the Feast of Stephen, which is the second day of Christmas. The legend is based on the life of historical Saint Wenceslas, who lived back in 900s AD.
We would like to start the 8th grade concert with Jingle Bells and Up on the Housetop. Jingle Bells, first published in 1857, has the distinction of being the first song performed in space by the astronauts of Gemini 6 in 1965. They had performed with a harmonica and jingle bells they had smuggled on board. Up on the Housetop followed Jingle Bells by being published in 1864 and reinforced the idea from the poem The Night Before Christmas that Saint Nick would land on people's roofs to deliver presents. Frosty the Snowman was originally sung by Gene Arty and the Cass Country Boys back in 1950 as a follow-up to the success of Gene Arty's hit from the previous year, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Since then, it has been made into animated TV specials and performed by many different artists over the years, such as Bing Crosby, the Chipmunks, and Ella Fitzgerald. We hope you enjoy John Edmondson's band arrangement of Frosty the Snowman.
Thank you.
For the conclusion of the 8th grade band concert, we would like to conclude with a more modern version of the classic Jingle Bells. This is Hard Rock Jingle Bells, arranged by Russell Holland.
The middle school band is under the direction of John Marin, and we certainly hope you've enjoyed their holiday concert. In just a moment, we'll bring you the winter concert featuring the Tomahawk Middle School Choir under the direction of Corey Colburn. Our choir and band concerts this afternoon are brought to you by Generations Funeral Home, Northern Sight Vision Clinic, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, School District of Tomahawk, Park City Credit Union, the Tomahawk Education Association, Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill, Custom Accounting Services, Tomahawk Family Dental, and Dunn Financial Services. Now, the winter concert featuring the Tomahawk Middle School Choir.
Yeah. Thank you.
The last number you heard was a combination of the combined choirs, the Tomahawk Middle School, and also the Chamber Choir from the high school. We hope you have enjoyed our choir concert. The choir under the direction of Corey Colburn, and it was sponsored this afternoon by the Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Park City Credit Union, the School District of Tomahawk, Northern Sight Vision Clinic, Generations Funeral Home, Tomahawk Family Dental, Dunn Financial Services, the Tomahawk Education Association, Custom Accounting Services, and by Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill. We wish you all a very Merry Christmas, and thank you for making WJJQ a part of your holiday.